If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Okay, Shalene, I am a lifer, like 100%, 11 plus years, you've been my hero, 12 plus years. I don't know. My son's 11. I was pregnant when I was like, I'm going to become Shalene after I have this baby. Still hasn't happened, but it's all right. I have wanted to leave you all of these heartfelt messages on SpeakPipe for like years now, for years, you know, talking to you about everything. I am sending it right now because of course, I'm listening to the podcast about the update on Pio and Turbo, but I'm like 8 minutes in and you talking about your dad and I'm with you. Like, I hope it's not okay that I'm laughing at this, but I feel like, yeah, I've seen Marge and Bill so much that I feel like I can see his leg coming off, and that's not funny, but it's so funny. And look, it's Friday. It's been a stressful week, and I just needed to laugh hysterically as I drive down the road. And is it at your dad's expense? I'm so sorry. I hope not, but I just, thank you for sharing that because I've been like choking on my laughter here. Okay. I guess I'll save another heartfelt, kind message for another time, but just know you're my hero. And, oh man, so funny. Thank you.
Hey there, thanks so much for joining me today on this edition of The Shalene Show. It's Car Smart Friday, and it's legitimately Friday. I tried to record this several times, but the rain was so heavy every time I was in the car that it like ruined the audio quality. So thanks so much for waiting. And for those of you who have never done a Car Smart Friday, yes, I record these audios from my car. Today, I am sharing with you some of my favorite or like really great documentaries I've watched recently. And I'm doing so because today, depending on when you're listening to this, is the Friday after Thanksgiving, and we're coming up on the holiday season where people love to Netflix and chill. Actually, I think that has like some sexual connotations to it. I don't know.
Netflix and chill?
I think it's supposed to mean like something naughty.
Really?
I think so, but I don't know. So I'm innocent. I'm innocent in the matter. All I know is that I do act legitimately like to Netflix and chill. So here's some great documentaries. Grab a pen and a piece of paper, and let's take some notes.
Welcome to The Shalene Show. Shalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
I did this type of an episode previously, and I will link to it in my show notes, on I think probably 20 or more documentaries that if you haven't seen them, or if some of these you've already seen and you're still looking for something great to watch, check out that previous list. I think you'll find it very helpful if you like some of these recommendations, or perhaps I list something that you're like, yeah, I watched that and I loved it, so I like her taste in documentaries. But before I get into it, I need to say this, and it's really, really important you remember this. Documentaries are not always 100% factual. You have to remember that. They cannot be considered a reliable source of fact. Whether it's true or not, any documentary that's made is done so in a way that they're trying to convince the viewer, the producer is trying to convince the viewer of their position, if you will. And even though they're considered nonfiction, you know, and I guess that's why, because they're considered nonfiction, because they're usually on very serious matters, people assume, well, then therefore it must be fact checked and accurate, and they can often mislead the viewer. Many times documentaries are they are vague, or they will leave out really important sources, important science. They will present science in a way that's misleading to make their case. I think one of the most obvious glaring examples of this, well, pretty much is every documentary, but especially What the Health. It's a great documentary. There's some really good science in there, and there's some really poorly represented science, where they're talking about meat being carcinogenic, meat causing cancer, and you know that they leave out the fact that those studies and the World Health Organization's position on the carcinogenic factors related to meat consumption. It's not just any meat. It's a particular type of meat with nitrates and hormones and the way the meat has been sourced. So, you know, not all meat is created equal. I just want to say that because people will watch a documentary and they'll be like, oh, okay, now I'm only eating meat. You know, if you watch The Magic Pill, you're like, I'm only eating meat and I'm only eating high fat, unprocessed food. And then if you watch a few other ones, you might be like, okay, now that's it. I'm vegan. That's it. I'm never getting a root canal. Like, whatever it is, just remember that the filmmaker has an agenda, and it's often funded by special interest, and they have an agenda. So it's just really important to remember that not everything is factual. Like, I love the documentary Blackfish. I don't know if you saw that, but I don't think it would surprise you to know that it was produced by PETA. Good or bad, you should know that. So that's all. All right. Having said that, I wanted to say that first because I do want to start by sharing with you some health related documentaries that I think were really good. The first is called Unnatural Selection. Now, this is only going to be interesting to you if you're kind of fascinated by what is possible with gene biohacking, if you will. I think it's a really interesting look at what science is willing, what we're capable of doing with our genes, with science, like maybe eradicating disease, curing diseases, etc. Really phenomenal. Like, it is an eye-opening documentary. Starts kind of slow, but it's really good, really fascinating. And, you know, there's some ethical questions in it. Anyways, I think you'll like that one if you're into biohacking and just gene expression, etc. The next one, ladies in particular, I think you're going to love this one. It's called The Bleeding Edge, and it's a documentary about the industry of medical devices that are implanted into our bodies, like birth control devices, knee replacement, hip replacement, valves, like all of these. You know, you've probably thought about the fact that when we put food, our body doesn't recognize, and how inflammatory that is. This will really open up your eyes to how incredibly inflammatory, damaging, and sometimes deadly some of these medical devices are. And what's shocking, again, assuming that it's factual, you know, because I don't fact check these things, but it's still eye-opening. And yeah, they do present facts. You just always wonder, like, what aren't they presenting? So I want to just say I always think it's best to take kind of a skeptical look at these things. But anyways, I think that'll really blow your mind. You want to watch that one. It's really quite fascinating. That was called The Bleeding Edge. The next one is called The Game Changers. This is a nutrition-based documentary about the power of eating plants. I need to say this. It is also one-sided. You can watch, you're going to watch The Game Changer and you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I'm never eating meat again. I'm only eating plants. There's a lot of misleading science in this documentary, but there's a lot of great science too. So I want you to watch it because here's why. I want you to eat more plants. I personally watched it and don't feel like I would try to convince athletes to go all vegan, but it certainly makes a very convincing and compelling case for the fact that we're probably over-consuming meat and you could add a lot more plants to your diet. I think it's a really powerful one to watch, especially if you have kids who are into athletics, or even you are like, yeah, I don't know, I just don't eat a lot of greens. You're going to watch that documentary and go, ooh, we need to eat more greens. Okay, now let's get into some juicy ones. Like, if you're into the juicy, strange, obscure human behavior type documentaries, OMG. If you've not seen Bikram yet, woohoo, holy cow. It was super interesting to me too because of my background in fitness. So it's called Bikram and it's about the founder of Bikram Yoga. And he is, wow, holy cow. Talk about, I mean, it feels so cultish. It's just strange. It's just trippy. And it's based in Hollywood and it's relatively recent. So watch that one. Another one, it's been a while since I watched this one, but I didn't include it on a previous list. It's called Holy Hell. And again, kind of like, I'm just fascinated by the fact that there are these types of personalities who they seem like these really obscure, weird people that my radar would be going off immediately. Like, this dude is out there. Like, this is not normal. This guy is strange. Like, my radar goes off like crazy, and it's just fascinating to me that these are the types of individuals who become crazy successful cult leaders, pretty much. So that's a pretty interesting one. I know one we watched just recently, which this is a great one for family, and it's a series. It's called Inside Bill's Brain, and it's about Bill, what's his name? Bill Gates.
Bill Gates.
Yeah. Did you like it?
Yeah, it was good. Last night we watched it. It was good. Really good.
Fascinating. Fascinating. And I'm sure it's probably produced by him because it's really favorable, but just to see all of the things that he's doing and how his brain works and how he was raised, I found it so good, and your kids will like it too. And it's just really interesting, and it's a nice series. But it's more than just about Bill. It's about some of the causes that he is spending his life's fortune on to as a philanthropist, and that will shock you too. So I feel like it's two documentaries in one, and it's a series, so that one's really good. Fascinating stories. One is called Long Shot, and it's just a story about, I think, God's intervention and hope and belief in a system. And I don't want to give the story away, but it was this guy that was arrested for, I believe it was the murder of someone in a neighborhood. And he was at a baseball game at the time. And how they prove that he was there, it's really good. You'll love that one. This one came out many years ago, but I don't think I've ever recommended it before. It's called Amy, and it's the story of Amy Winehouse. Oh, and if you're into music and just these creatives, these greats who end up dying young, that one is just, she's so freaking talented, and it's sad she's no longer with us. But that one is also about music and love and addiction and the dark secrets that sometimes families have. It's about enabling people. It's really, really powerful, and it's sad, but it's good. I think you want to watch that one. Another one, this one should be mandatory. You and everyone in your family need to watch When They See Us. And it is, I believe that one's a series as well. It's been a couple of months since I watched it. And it's about the five boys who were arrested for the rape and brutal beating of a woman in Central Park. And I'm so glad that they didn't call it the Central Park Five, because that's not how they want it to be remembered. It's produced by Oprah. It's phenomenal. And if you're a true documentarian, I don't like reenactments. So at first I was like, oh, I hate it when I'm like, I really want to see like the real people. But it is done so well. And I remember when we were watching it, Brett, remember we were like into the third or fourth one, and it was so sad. You're like, this better get better. This better have a happy ending.
Yeah. It's a good one. It's really good. It was done very well. It was casted very well.
Yeah.
And it really, I think it showed both sides too.
Yeah. So definitely watch that one. I just think it's so important for your family to watch that one as well. So that, let's see. Is there any others I wanted to share with you? When They See Us Now. Oh, yeah. Woo-hoo-hoo! Two more. All right. First one, I don't think is family appropriate. It's called Voyeur. And hold on. And I'm going to describe it for you, and you're going to think, oh, that sounds kind of like our X-rated, Shalene. It's not. But it does have some, you know, graphic language and descriptions, etc. So it's called Voyeur. And I know that's going to sound super creepy, but let me tell you, it's fascinating. Okay, so it's about this man who built a hotel specifically so that he could become a voyeur and spy on the people in their rooms. And so immediately you want to hate him. You want to think that he's a creepy, disgusting human being. And maybe he is. But there's also this side of him that has integrity and some degree of ethics, and it's hard for me to describe, but there's also a side of him that you kind of like. And what's also crazy is it was the documentary follows this author, a really famous author, who literally followed this man for 30 years before writing the story for the New York Times. So there's all these underpinning stories, like there's their relationship, their friends. There is, in my opinion, this underlying tension that the author who was writing the story also, in my opinion, is a voyeur. I mean, hello. And their relationship, the fact that when this story comes out, like they'd been friends then for 30 years, it's really fascinating. And it became a major story in the New York Times. And there's some twists and turns you're not going to expect. And it's shocking. And it's really interesting. All right. And then the last one is, again, another one you probably don't want to watch with the kids. And I just want to warn you that if you're triggered by childhood sexual abuse, this is going to be a tough one to watch. But it's called Tell Me Who I Am. And it's the story of two identical twins. And one of them gets amnesia, I believe in his late teens. And yeah, maybe even like 19, you know, like they're out of the house kind of thing. And when he comes to, the only person he recognizes is his identical twin. And this identical twin knows that they've had this very abusive childhood, and he decides to withhold. Is that what you would say?
I would say withhold, just because he knows it happened and he wants to protect.
He wants to protect him from
all the trauma and reliving it. And he justifies it by, well, you got to watch it, but he just basically justifies it by, he was able to like suppress it himself, mm-hmm. and not have to think about it because he never had to tell his brother. So it never happened.
Yeah. It was almost like it felt like a gift that his brother had amnesia. Cause he's like, okay, so now maybe I never have to think about this again. Yeah. And when his brother would say like, what was our childhood like? He was telling him lies, basically just saying like, well, mom was great and dad was wonderful and we went on vacations. But it's also interesting that the twin with amnesia knew something didn't add up. Like it just didn't add up. That one it's beautiful. At the end, it's I've never seen a documentary done this way before. It's very artistic. It's trending right now. So I think probably a lot of people agree with me that it's a powerful piece to watch, but it is upsetting, you know, to think that there are human beings out there like that. And so I just want to warn you that it could be triggering for some of you. And it does cover some pretty graphic details. But in the end, it's a powerful story about the love of two brothers and that and the power of communication and how we are as sick as our secrets. You've got to be honest. You've got to tell the truth. It's just so freeing. And I think that's like the overriding message in that documentary. So that's it. I finally got to share this with you guys after trying to record it many, many times in the rain. I was just about to go into the studio and record a Car Smart for you there. But I hope that you enjoy these. And again, don't forget to check our links. And if you are listening to this on Friday, check out my social media because we've got some great Black Friday specials for you. And if not, be sure to get on our email list, right? So I send out a weekly update that's a review of some of the things I've talked about on the podcast, a quick summary. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to all of them, you could read the summary and go, yeah, okay, I can listen. I don't need to listen to that one. I do need to listen to that one. I always share my recommendations like Christmas presents, ideas for gifts, like all of my little tutorials on beauty and hair and social media, like all of that stuff is just kind of summarized in one weekly excellent newsletter. I want you guys to subscribe to it. I call it Snapshot, and you can easily just enter your email address by going to shalene.com, enter your email address, and you can be subscribed to Snapshot. I think you'll love it. I love you. Thank you so much for spending this time with us, and I will talk to you on Monday. Love ya. Mean it. Bye.